Thank you, Francis. And now for a few more stories. Cards of kindness written by Norwich students will be mailed to dignitaries in London and Manchester after recent terror attacks. Students and teachers at City of Norwich School, CNS, held a string of commemorative assemblies after the string of attacks over the last few months. They were encouraged to pen their thoughts, and a handful will be posted to Sadiq Khan, London Mayor, and Eddie Newman, Lord Mayor of Manchester. One 12-year-old student's message said, "Together as a country, we have become much closer than before, and despite all the hate in the world, love and peace is much stronger." The assemblies also included a touching poem by Year 12 student Charles O'Brien and a speech by fellow student Pippin Casbourne. Jim Nixon, CNS head teacher, said, "I'm so proud of the response of our students to these awful events which have unfolded over the last few weeks. These assemblies will help reaffirm our collective values at the Academy, which are in line with the values of the country as a whole."
Nurses and healthcare assistants from across Norfolk gathered for a candlelit vigil to highlight growing anger about the cap on nursing pay, which they say is threatening the NHS workforce. The gathering at the Edith Cavell Memorial in Norwich took place at 10 p.m. to show that at a time when most people are winding down for the night, a quiet army of nursing staff are heading to work to keep health services afloat 24 hours a day. The Royal College of Nursing, RCN, said at the same time many nurses and healthcare assistants are struggling to make ends meet. Some are forced to take on second jobs or even use food banks due to the 1% cap on pay, which has been in place since 2010. The RCN is now embarking on a summer of protest to tell the government that this situation cannot continue and pay must increase. Otherwise, staff will be forced out of a profession already struggling to fill vacancies. The Norwich Vigil and other events across the eastern region and UK will highlight the RCN's call for the government to scrap the 1% cap ahead of a potential ballot of members to take industrial action.
The country's vanishing wildflower meadows and their wealth of wildlife will be celebrated and remembered at a National Meadows Day event planned for Strumpshaw Fen. The Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, RSPB site, will host an insect-themed wild challenge on Sunday, July the 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m, where visitors can use nets and magnifying pots to catch insects on the meadows. There will also be a Fen Meadow Discovery Walk on July the 2nd, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m, giving visitors the chance to explore the area with expert naturalist James Emerson. Hannah Dryland, RSPB Visitor Experience Manager, said, "Here at RSPB Strumpshaw Fen, we have around 50 hectares of Fen Meadow, a rare remnant of unimproved peaty meadow, managed by grazing and hay mowing for most of the last 400 years. Bookings are not required for the wild challenge, but to book for the walk, call 01603 715 19.
A community is rallying around a Norwich school which flooded, leaving children's work destroyed after thieves ripped lead from its roof. Carpets were submerged, ceiling tiles destroyed, and children's displays ruined after lead was stolen from Wensum Junior School, leaving holes which meant the school quickly flooded when heavy rain started. With water reaching electricity sockets, it forced the school to close the next day. Electricians, builders, and a risk assessor called in. The school, part of the Evolution Academy Trust, is back open now, and its teacher, Victoria McConnell, has thanked the community for its overwhelming support as the clean-up continues. Mrs. McConnell said, "The first we knew of it was when it rained and it just poured into classrooms. Having cleared the guttering out over the recent holiday, we knew it wasn't a blockage. So we got up on the roof and saw these holes. it has been quite savagely ripped off. It looks like it's been cut with a knife in four different places. She said the damage, which is being investigated by police, was a frustrating blow for a school which works hard to encourage pupils to respect others. We teach our children to be honest, kind and respectful, and to respect people and their belongings. And it's difficult to teach them that when they can clearly see that others, people who have destroyed part of our school, do not have these virtues.
That's all on this part of Chatterbox. So, it's goodbye from Dorothy Sneasby and Don Cleaver. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and two special extras in part two. You will find out what Tim Edwards has been doing, and Margaret Thompson will tell us what we can do in her regular What's On column.